and Raven's Pick'em News.
Three news stories, but you only hear about one, and Raven picks which one it is. Are you ready for your selection today, Raven?
Lay it on me.
Number one, aggressive wild turkey terrorizing neighborhood.
Oh, man, those turkeys.
Number two, stray kitten rescued during Chiefs game named Sandy Reed.
Next.
Man injured by falling iguana during outdoor yoga class.
Oh, my gosh. Come on. Get tougher, man. I'm going to go with turkey, aggressive turkey.
Okay. In Coon Rapids, Minnesota, a wild turkey has been stalking a mobile home park, but it is far worse than you think.
Okay.
This turkey has literally taken over our life.
Get! Somebody help me! Somebody help me!
You laugh, but when you watch the video, you're like, oh, my gosh, this turkey is crazy.
Yeah.
This turkey attacks me every single day, follows me, goes up my stairs and tries to get in my house, gets on the back of my husband's truck and follows me. It rode to Chipotle with me one time.
I mean, what do turkeys order at Chipotle? I'm just wondering.
You know what? Let me just ask the question here. Does this turkey think he's a pet? I mean, maybe this turkey thinks he's like, Ma! Ma, let me in.
But so super aggressive. I just keep thinking about a turkey, like, pulling up to Chipotle, being like, get me a bowl. Get me a bowl.
Get it for him.
Yeah.
Get it for him.
Pay for the extra avocado, or I'm going to come into your house. But there's some genuine concerns.
The kids that walk to the bus stop every morning, I have to come out and help them. But now they're smart, and they carry sticks.
Wait a minute. The sticks? Wait a minute. The kids are carrying the sticks or the turkeys?
The kids are now carrying
the sticks.
Right, hold on.
I mean, I saw that National Geographic show one time where they had the monkeys that use the rocks to crack the nuts.
Yeah.
Animals are capable of amazing things.
Right. Now, this time it's the kids.
Yeah.
And they carry sticks.
Can you just imagine your child walking to the bus stop armed with a stick?
Every day they have to carry a stick with them.
Yeah. There's this bird has two names. Some people call it Gladys and some people call it Randy because they don't know if it's a boy or a girl.
Check the plumbing.
It's not safe for anybody, including the turkey, you know? So I would just like it to be relocated to a place where it can live with other turkeys and be happier, and it's not going to be a nuisance to people or potentially hurt somebody.
It's nice that she wants to go off and live on a farm or a turkey sanctuary or something.
I was like, I wonder what a turkey sanctuary looks like. I imagine they're like... A lot of beds, you know, like, I don't, what do turkeys do for fun? They play bingo?
They just block the road, typically, when I see them. The wild turkeys, I mean, and you can see a big bunch, and they don't move. To be fair, it's true. Like, they kind of do what they want to do. I'm guessing that this is, like, a male turkey that's, like, I mean, I don't know what their season is where they get a little bit randy, but they do.
I have been, my car got surrounded by wild turkeys one time, and it was terrible because I was afraid to drive because I was like, I'm gonna hit one of these things,
right?
And then I was like, you know, but then I also didn't know what to do and I was just stuck in the middle of the road.
You should have put him in the back seat, took him to Chipotle.
That's what I should have done.
Clearly.
She's lonely and I feel bad, but why can't they just relocate this bird, please?
Like, why isn't anybody helping these people with this bird, right? I have no idea. But also, just because we have time right now and I want to take a second, I just want to play the audio of the guy that got injured during the yoga class when the iguana fell out of the tree. I know I'm not supposed to do this. I know I'm not.
I didn't even pick that guy.
I know, but the audio is so funny. I just want to listen to it. So imagine a guy outdoor at a yoga class, right? And he's just under a tree doing his thing. This is the instructor. They were filming the whole class.
From there, we'll simply roll up, lift your hips, and just hold for one, two,
the iguana falling out of the tree. Oh, my gosh, we're
listen
laughing.
To everybody. Oh! Look, you got hit by a truck. It's an iguana. That's great.
Earlier, we were talking about these turkey attacks that have been going on all around the country. Jim Knox is our animal expert. Jim, when you're being attacked by a turkey, what is your best line of defense?
Okay, Anna, I got to tell you, let's try to avoid this from the start, right? So the best thing to do is be aware of your surroundings. Not normally an animal that we have to worry about. But if a turkey's coming at you, you want to keep it in your line of sight and you back into the nearest building or vehicle.
Hide. That's the answer.
No, but let's say I'm in a corner, yourself. Jim. Let's say this turkey has followed me now to that building, has opened the door, or somebody opened the door by accident or whatever. He hit the handicap button, and all of a sudden the door is open to him now. And now he's coming, and there's nowhere else for me to further back away. I'm in a corner, all right? This turkey's got me in a corner. There's no escape. What can I do?
Okay. Was Anna there to help protect you? I'm just kidding.
You think she would help? You're going to climb the wall.
Oh, okay. No. I'm gone.
Okay.
Right.
All right, guys. All, all kidding aside, you know, turkeys not particularly a dangerous animal, but a persistent animal, and they are capable. You know, they've got relatively long and sharp beaks, and the wings that can injure as well. So what you want to do is you want to keep an implement nearby to keep them at arm's distance or keep them at bay. You know, seriously, a broom would do just fine. You don't have to injure the animal at all, but you could keep the animal from advancing on you.
Okay. What if the animal finds me unbelievably attractive?
No, okay. All right.
No, and the broom handle isn't going to do it.
I have no answer for you whatsoever, sir, on that one.
All right.
Jim, also that was trending in the news, a man was injured by a falling iguana during an outdoor yoga class. He was under a tree, and it fell out of the tree.
Those yogis got to be tougher. Come on. It's a flying iguana.
You always hear about these iguanas. This iguana was 30 pounds. Hit him right in the head.
Well, it's cold. When it gets cold, man, those iguanas be dropping.
How does it work? Like, how does the iguana stuff work where they get paralyzed, right?
Well, a couple of things can be happening there. For one, I'm not familiar with this particular case, but I'll tell you what has happened with iguanas and people in the past. Iguanas, the green iguanas that we're familiar with, they're common in the pet trade. These guys are arboreal. You know, they're really tree dwellers, and they're pretty fast in the ground, but they're really a design for life in the trees. When it gets very cold, as you guys just mentioned there, reptiles are, ectotherms, so their bodies are like thermometers, warm up or cool down based on the temperature around them. When it gets really cold, these iguanas can sometimes chill down, and they lose their dexterity, and they can just, plop off of a branch like that. That's one thing. What iguanas also do is when they're looking to get away from a predator, like a raptor, they can just leap from a high branch into water below. But either way, that's a lot of iguana falling your way. So if you live in iguana country, probably just look up above, make sure you move your chair over a little bit to the left or right.
Are there other animals, Jim, that seem innocent, like they won't try to kill you, but given the opportunity, they'll take your eye out?
Squirrels.
Okay. Squirrels, generally not aggressive. However, what we're seeing with the wild turkeys, what we're seeing with the squirrels, and seeing sometimes even with rabbits and other animals, the animals get acclimated to people feeding them. And what probably happened out in Minnesota with this turkey and other situations, one person is very kind-hearted and they're feeding an animal, yet that's not a good thing at all because the animal becomes used to people, associate people with food, and then comes to your neighbors. And they can get quite aggressive because they think, hey, human, food, give me food right now. And squirrels and other animals can be persistent. They can bite. They can scratch. That's what we're seeing in a lot of these cases.
Jim Knox, animal expert from the Beardsley Zoo. Thank you, Jim.
Thanks a lot, guys. Great talking to you.
You let that turkey know I'm going to be working on my crane maneuver.